I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin. For a while, it appeared North Carolina's leaders were heading down the road of bipartisan cooperation, something we can all applaud. But in recent days, that journey has taken a partisan turn. Let's begin with the Reopen NC protest. Look at their signs and listen to their rhetoric. There's no mistaking the partisan tone. Some suggest the group is funded and prompted by right-leaning groups. Their Senate Bill 712, the NC Freedom of Work Act, backed by Republican conservatives in the Senate. It essentially tells businesses and others that they can ignore the emergency directives of Governor Cooper without fear of fines or legal action. If passed into law, this bill would generate lawsuits over constitutional issues that would hang up the courts, even if the courts were operating, long after these businesses would likely be authorized to reopen. There were also protests arising from the order that indoor worship services should only contain 10 people and no more than 50 at a funeral. A lot of pushback came from the Conservative Christian Action League and largely conservative ministers. Many other denominations and ministers say they don't want to put their congregants at risk. Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen says shopping in a store is a much lower risk activity than sitting still for a period of time near someone in a church pew. We're taking small steps to see how much each step incrementally increases the spread of the virus, the need for hospital beds, and fatalities. This week, a letter signed by Republican members of the Council of State asked the governor to call an emergency Council of State meeting to discuss COVID-19. They just met May 5th, but the inference is Republican Council of State members want to insert themselves in the decision-making process. No Democrats on the Council of State signed the letter, a clear indication of the letter's partisanship. I had a former Supreme Court justice review North Carolina General Statutes 166A-19.30, subparagraph A and B, dealing with, quote, additional powers of the governor during state of emergency, close quote. As so often is the situation, a case could be made the governor needs to concur with the Council of State in some instances, but just as strong a case that the governor doesn't have to. Nobody should want to test that in court right now. Here's my spin. A reasonable person could conclude that partisanship is spreading almost as fast as the coronavirus, just as we are trying to work our way out of the worst health care crisis most of us have ever experienced. Governor Cooper is under extreme pressure and is making the best decisions he can from the data he sees. We want a governor who will take steps to bring others, including the Council on State, on board, and perhaps Cooper could do more. But we also recognize that the ultimate decision as chief executive officer of our state is his to make. We don't have to agree with all of them, but as good citizens, we should abide by and cooperate with them as best we can. There will be time to play Saturday morning quarterback later. Can we agree to fight one war at a time? We would hope that leadership of all parties, religious and other groups, would recognize the need for us to pull together and speak against divisiveness. Let's get back on that road we were traveling with a spirit of bipartisan cooperation. We'll go farther and travel easier without the rancor.